about the climate debate last night, which party are supporting the climate strike, etc. So without further ado, Patrick and Megan.
So what will the climate crisis look like? Well, if you live in Brazil, the climate crisis looks like fires. And just since January, just under 4,000 fires have raged across the forest that produces 20% of the world's oxygen. If you live in New Delhi, it means toxic air and smog, and children choking on air pollution that is going to give them long-lasting medical diseases. The World Health Organization already credits 4.2 million deaths year due to air pollution. That is people dying right now. Or maybe you live in Matlock and the climate crisis looks like flooding. Or Venice, it's a worldwide issue and it's driving people out of their cities, out of their homes, forcing them to flee, becoming climate refugees. And wherever they go, they are not welcomed as victims of the climate crisis. They are met with barbed wire and border police and racism. And that is what the climate crisis looks like. And the climate crisis is a direct result of the agenda of the fossil fuel industries to treat nature and the environment like a resource, resources they can just dispose of afterwards, destroying it for their own personal gain. Jacob mentioned earlier, and Molly, that 100 companies are responsible for 71% of emissions. 71% of emissions. Now, these companies have been screwing over our planet for the past 4 decades. And they have never once been subject to a vote. No one has ever asked us if we're okay with them destroying our lives, murdering people.
Take them over!
Companies have blood on their hands. What we are here today is to demand justice. Justice for those who are fleeing in the global south, who are having to flee because they can no longer live in their homes. We want justice for the 1 million animals on the verge of extinction. We are going into the 6th mass extinction. The mass extinction was only ever seen on this scale, last seen on this scale when the dinosaurs existed. That is the scale of crisis we face. And what this movement has been amazing at doing is we have expelled the lies that we have been told. For generations we have been told that the climate crisis is the result of individual people. Ordinary people have been blamed. They told us that it's because we didn't recycle, or we drove to work instead of rode a bicycle, or drove to school. This is not true. 100 CEOs have stolen our future. 100 CEOs have destroyed our climate. And 100 CEOs have driven people away from their homes. The UN says that there could be anywhere from 200 million to 1 billion refugees by 2050 due to climate change. That is not the Labour Party saying it. This is not some crazy, like some left-wing organisation saying it. That is the United Nations saying that there could be 1 billion people forced to flee from their homes. This is terrifying. But us being here today, it gives me hope for a future, a better future, where we can decide what happens.